What's going on, all my podcast listeners? Sieges on the Wizzle, bringing you another episode. I just uploaded another one that I kind of forgot to post the other day, so you get a 2-for-1 special. You get one that I forgot to upload the other night, and then you get this one. So, it is 3:30 in the morning, December 4th. And, it's kind of been, I don't know, kind of the same. It's kind of been a rough week, whatnot. I've got tomorrow off. I'm going to spend tomorrow doing laundry and spending time with my mother. You know, I'm going to go get some groceries, get money to pay rent, all that good shit. So, we're going to see what we get for daily pay tomorrow, but I'm expecting to have like $60, probably, for groceries. And that's a good little come up when you don't have anything at all. I was going to go all out, and I was going to get this, and I was going to get that, and I was going to get stuff to make chili, and sausage balls, and I'm probably still going to do sausage balls, because it's really easy. It's really cheap. You go out, and you get the shredded sharp cheddar, and then you get the pound of Jimmy Dean's, and a lot of people are making it with the lobster, red lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. That's what they're mixing in with it. And if you're on my friend's page, on my friends list on Facebook, then I think I've posted the recipe, but those of you that don't have me on my friends list on Facebook, you can add me if you want. It's not Sieges on the Wizzle, it's Clayton J. Barger. So it's spelled C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, capital space with a capital J, and then another space with a capital B-A-R-G-E-R. B as in boy, A as in Adam, R as in Roger, G as in giving, E as in everyone, R as in Roger. And I'll add you, you know. If you send me a friend request, you gotta tell me that you're a Spotify listener or you're a podcast listener. Because if you just try to add me and you don't tell me how you know me, I'm just gonna fucking deny it. So you have to tell me who you are, and I'll add you, you know. If you're a podcast listener and you tell me, oh, I'm a podcast listener, because I know everybody has to send a request. And I keep my circle very, very small. I think I have like 120 people at the most. So I post a lot of recipes. I post a lot of crazy videos and whatnot. It's pretty awesome. But I don't usually add too many people from my podcast. So if you're wanting to get on there, you're wanting to get onto my actual personal page, I will add you if you get on there and tell me that you're from Spotify or you're from Anchor. Like I said, if you try to add me and I don't know who you are, your name's Kareem Jabul Abar or whatever shit, I'm not going to add you. So, just a thought, just an idea. There's some pretty interesting shit on there. There's some pretty funny, entertaining shit that I post. There's some good recipes that I post. And to be able to get on there is a privilege. Like I said, for a lot of you people that live out of the country, or, and like I said, if you type it in, Clayton, Clayton, J, and then Barger, Barger, you might get two or three different profiles. Some of them are outdated, but you're going to know which one you're going to get that's going to be real. All those other ones are like from years and years and years ago. So, yeah, you're going to know which one is recent, which one is updated. So, I usually don't share my personal page on podcasts. I usually don't. I need to make my own podcast page, my own personal podcast page. Eventually, you know, I need to get into it a little bit more. I need to get a laptop to be able to store this shit on, because I'm just storing all this on a phone. And I'm not going to have this phone that much longer. And I need to be able to upload all of this data to a laptop. And I need to be able to have a library to be able to store not just this laptop shit for podcasts, but movies and data, and it's crazy. So there's so much data, and I'm sorry if you hear a train in the background, but I've got my window open right now. But there's so much data that I go through in a month. It's just crazy. I know you guys can hear that train in the background. It's kind of annoying. I go through about 125 gigs of data a month. Between watching videos, getting on Facebook, and listening to music on Pandora and whatnot, for the whole month, I use about 125 gigs of data. And that's a pretty relative amount, but that's a pretty high amount as well. So some months I can get away with 86 gigs. Some months it's 150 gigs. Some months it's 120 gigs. But in between 80 and 150 gigabytes, and I would say about 120 or 125 is in between. And that's a very busy month. You know, that's if I'm watching a lot of videos and I'm surfing the web a lot and I'm putting in job applications and whatnot, then I'm going to be using more data. And if I didn't have the setup that I have right now, it would be impossible. It would be impossible for me to be able to use 100 gigs of data. my phone is getting very beat up. Now I can choose to order some new screen protectors for it, and that's probably what I'm going to do. Because I don't want to crack this screen on this phone. And even if I get a new phone, I can still use this one with Wi-Fi, you know. And it's got a lot of potential still. So, even if I was to get a new phone and go through a new carrier or whatnot, I would still keep this phone to use on Wi-Fi. It's pretty much like a little mini laptop. I mean, and that's another thing. I need to get a laptop. And I need to get a laptop that's good for gaming. I need to get a laptop that's good for playing movies for a long time with a good battery on it. And I also need to get a laptop that's got a good graphics card and blah, blah, blah. So I'm probably going to spend $1,000 on a laptop. So, I mean, that's not going to happen this Christmas. It's probably not going to happen anytime this year. But I'm not just going to buy a piece of shit little $250 laptop, because it's going to be a waste of money. I can get a laptop and I can get a hard drive to where I can upload all of my pictures and music and everything to a hard drive. What's the point? I can basically do that with the phone that I have right now. So, eventually, I feel like this phone is going to become outdated. Software is going to become outdated. It's just not going to be usable. And so I need to get every last bookmark, every last app and everything off of this phone and onto a computer. And it's going to be very hard to do because I have a lot of bookmarks. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to go through and we're going to find out. Okay, yeah, I've already bought this product. I don't need that bookmark anymore. I don't know. So we're going to kind of have to deal with that when we get another phone. But for right now, I've been using this same phone to, like I said, not only use as a phone number or a way to get a hold of my job, but I've been using it for music, I've been using it for different things. I mean, this phone is so versatile, I can use it for writing notes down. I can use it for my alarm clock. I use my phone a lot for the sound app, because a lot of times people are assholes and I need to get sleep. And so a lot of times I'll turn on my sound app. And the sound app is basically just an app that you can customize to sound like anything that you want. It can sound like the forest with the birds chirping. You can have rain in there. You can have the wind blowing. Whatever. And the way that I've got it set up is it's a very very massive rainstorm. Long story short. And I've got like 6 different add-ins on it. And when I say add-ins, I mean you've got you got heavy rain, you got light rain, you got wind, and it's just the perfect amount to where it sounds like white noise. It almost doesn't even sound like rain. So it's been the perfect amount for me to get to sleep. So I don't change it. I leave it the same. And I can leave that white noise running while my phone's charging at night and get it up to 90 or 100% and then unplug it. I can put it on a timer for an hour or two, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever. And then it turns off. So it's an app in Google Play Store called Sleep Sounds. And if you don't have a timer on your sleep app, that's really stupid, for one. But for two, it's going to ruin your battery. And, you know, if you only need it to get to sleep for a couple hours, then after you actually pass out, you don't really need it running, you know. So, and a lot of people don't realize, but once your phone gets older and the battery gets older and you're just running your phone with Wi-Fi, and, you know, even though it doesn't seem like a lot, when you're pulling Wi-Fi and you're using an app while you're also charging it and you got a charger that's like, it's not really what it's meant to be. It's like a drip charge, pretty much. I should have a turbo charge. It should take me an hour to charge up my phone. But with the charger that I have, it's, you know, definitely not a turbo charge. And it's kind of fucked with the battery that I do have. But if I was to buy another Motorola like this, you know, because like I said, I've had this for over 2 years. If I was to buy another phone like this, it is the most dependable, solid phone that I've ever had in my life. Pretty much. I mean, I used it with the charger that it came with. And then, you know, I've used it with I had a quick charger for a little while. That kind of worked. And then I've used it with this piece of shit charger, really. It's just really adaptive. It's really dependable. And I wouldn't really trade it for anything. You got people that talk about iPhones. I fucking hate iPhones. I've never had an iPhone ever. And I don't plan on ever having an iPhone. I think Apple is garbage. And so when you get somebody like me, who is an Android lover, Motorola makes the best fucking Android phones ever. The Motorola One Zoom is the best fucking phone ever. Period. They've got the Moto G Power, and you know, this and that, the Moto Stylus, Moto G Stylus, and blah blah blah. But when it comes down to it, the Moto Zoom has the best camera. It had one of the best batteries on it. It had the turbo charge on it. And now things are getting to where, oh, it got turbo charge, but it charges it twice as fast. And shit like that. You got twice as much battery, it charges it twice as fast. You gotta have a fucking 60-watt charger or something crazy. I think mine was like 30 watts. And that was for the quick charge. And for a regular charge, it was like 15 watts. But what I've been using lately is a fucking, I don't even know, it's not even 10 watts, not even 5 watts. So it's very adaptive on what you can use. I know it's not what it needs. I need to get a quick charger again. But at this point, the quick charger is going to work on many different things. Even if I get rid of this phone and get another one, it's going to have a quick charger. And I have a portable battery that I have to charge up that needs a quick charger. Like 30 watts. And so I'm probably going to end up ordering that because I have to charge up my portable battery bank. I might even buy another portable battery bank and have two of them because I have a feeling that this one's going to go out soon. And I kind of just need to have another one. So we'll see. We'll see how much money we have left over. Like I said, I gotta do my Christmas shopping within the next couple weeks. So we're gonna see what it looks like tomorrow when I get paid, and we're gonna see what it looks like on Tuesday when I get paid. And then we're gonna kind of base that off of that. So next Tuesday, I'm looking at my calendar, it looks like it's going to be the 6th. So from the 6th all the way until the 20th, from the 6th until the 20th is going to be Christmas money. And from the 20th all the way until the 3rd is going to be rent money. So I have to buy groceries, I'm going to have to buy Christmas, all within the next couple weeks. So I'm not trying to go all out, I'm just trying to get what I need to get. You know, I've got some ideas, and get some things for me that I need to get. A new trimmer blade. You know, I've used this one blade Norelco for a long time. I've had that same trimmer blade for like 2 years or more. And it's getting very worn down, it's getting very dull. And you can actually see on the face of it, on the trimmer blade face, to where it's worn down, you know. So I need to spend the, what, 30, 40 bucks to get some replacements. And get some new shoes and get some clothes and whatnot. And then, you know, this is pretty much going to be my last little splurge session that I get before I start saving for van life. And, you know, I'm not going to have to start buying spring clothes or summer clothes until it starts getting warm outside. And it's probably not going to start getting warm until, like, April, May, early May. So that's going to be about the time when I want to start looking to buy a van. And so all this money that I would be spending usually, any amount of money that I have left over, even if it's $300 a month, I mean, let's say we got February, March, April, May, June. That's $1,500 saved up. Hopefully I can save more than that. I'm hoping to save $800 a month. I'm hoping. So, living off of the bare minimum, $800 a month would be, let's see, so we have, because I'm not going to count January, because January is going to kind of be like a month where I stock up on groceries, kind of get ahead. So we're going to say February, March, April, May, June. So we'll say 800 and 800. We're going to say 1600, 3200. And we're going to say another, so it's going to be close to about $4,000. Close to about $4,000. And so around June is when I'm going to buy the van and get my license back and whatnot. And so it's probably going to cost about $1,200 to $1,800 for building materials, getting the flooring, getting the insulation, putting the bed in there up off the floor. You know, it's probably going to be about $1,200 to $1,800. So, you know, starting in June, you have July and August. $800 each, that's $1,600. So by September and October, all you're going to have left to really put in is the heating system, the propane system. And so that's what I'm looking towards, is to have all of the walls and the flooring and all that shit done from June or July up until October. So every day that I get off of work, I'm going to be spending that on working on the van. And the same thing with any day that I have where it's past 8 o'clock in the morning until noon. A lot of those days I'm going to be sleeping, but I'm going to try and get out there and work on the van. I think maybe 2 months is what it's going to take. I don't know. And that's going to be pretty serious, you know, work. Pretty much every waking minute that I'm not at work, I'm going to have to be spending on working on the van. Even when I get off of work at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have to come home, go to sleep. I'm going to have to wake up at 8 in the morning and get up and start working on the shit until 2 in the afternoon and then go to work at 4 o'clock. So, it's going to suck, but I think I can get it done. I don't know. It's going to be really hard with just one person. I might even have to find somebody or a friend that I can pay. And I've got a couple people in mind. Especially if I'm willing to pay them cash. Somebody that's young, somebody that's tall, somebody that's got a lot of brawn. And I can literally go pick him up from wherever he's at, you know, 6, 7 in the morning. We can go get some breakfast somewhere, and I can pay him with cash to help me for so many hours. And I only really need somebody to help with, like, the ceiling and shit, to be able to hold shit up, with the walls and whatnot. I can get that done by myself. So I really only need somebody for the ceiling. And like I said, I already know if I pay this guy so much an hour and I smoke with him and pay to get him breakfast, he's gonna be completely fine with that. He doesn't know anything about carpentry. He doesn't know nothing. And I'm okay with that, because, like I said, I only need somebody to be an extra hand. I can teach him what I need him to do. You know, I can coach him on what I need him to do. So, it's not a very big deal, but it's still going to be, like, next summer, next fall. And so I need to text him. Well, I need to message him on Messenger, and I need to make sure that he's going to be ready to do that, and that he knows I'm going to pay him for it, and, you know. When I say I'm going to hire somebody and pay them to do something, I'm not going to just pay them $8 an hour or $10 an hour. I'm going to pay them what I think they deserve, and so what the going rate is going to be is, depending on the job, it's going to be $15 an hour, but there's going to be certain times where I'm going to pay him $25 an hour, depending on what kind of job we're doing. So, like I said, cash money, that's really good, you know, especially $25 an hour, not having any knowledge. I don't really care. The first van build is going to be the most rudimentary shit that you could ever imagine. I mean, I'm basically going to separate the cab from the rest of the van by putting in a divider by putting in a piece of wall. And I've been thinking about maybe putting in a wood stove, a little cubic mini. But it's going to be very rudimentary on the first year that I get in there. No matter what van that I get into, it's going to be very cheaply done. I'm not going to say cheaply done, but it's going to be very basic. And when I say basic, I mean it's going to be poly insulation. It's going to be paint board in between with plywood over the top of that. And then it's going to have drywall over the top of that. And it's going to be the same thing with flooring. It's going to be poly flooring with 2x6s that kind of hold it up off the frame. And then I'm going to put plywood over the top of that. And wood is very expensive right now. Whether it's plywood, whether it's 2x6s, whether it's 2x4s, whatever. But if I make it to where it's insulated in between the flooring and the plywood, and I make it to where it's insulated in between the walls, and then I use caulking to seal everything up, it's going to last at least 2 years. And there's going to be a vapor barrier in between. You know, because a lot of people, they try to spend thousands of dollars to provide a vapor barrier. And basically, what they do is they spray it with, a lot of times they spray it with this rhino lining, or they use kill mat, which you use for like sound deadening in your trunk. It's like adhesive rubber panels that you put over shit. Or they use reflective tape. You know, it none of it really helps, and it costs a lot of money. So the thing is, if you're going to be living in a cold climate, you're going to have a heating system that's going to be on like 24 hours a day. Pretty much. And no matter what kind of material you use, whether it's poly board and drywall, or whether it's wool or foam insulation, the thing is, I don't understand why people would use wool or foam insulation that collects moisture when you can just use the pink poly board. And I know it costs a little bit more, but if you know that it's going to keep you from getting mold, then why not use it? And if you have everything sealed off, if you put the poly board in there, and you put your plywood up, and you caulk everything up, what do you care if there's a little bit of maybe condensation or mold growth? I know it's a enclosed area. I know it's a little bit smaller or whatnot. But if you got proper ventilation with a roof vent fan, and you got both the front windows open, and that's more than enough ventilation that you can really ask for. Especially in the summertime. You know, a lot of people in the summertime, it gets so hot during the daytime that, especially if you're not running your air conditioning unit, it's like 110 degrees if you're not parked in the shade. And you got to keep your windows and your doors open. And the only way to do that is to have bug screens. And I'm not talking about some jerry-rigged, you cut them yourself and you taped them to the fucking, that's not going to work. You have to get custom bug screens that are fit to your van. So if you got to go somewhere and you got to pay $200-$300, whatever, it's going to be worth it in the long run, because you're going to have them for next summer, and it's going to keep a lot of those mosquitoes and bugs out of your shit. And let's face it, even if you can keep a quarter of those mosquitoes out, that's what you really need to do. Because you're really not going to be able to cook and whatnot without keeping your windows open, especially in the summertime. Without keeping your doors, your back doors, your side doors open, it's just not going to be able to happen. It's going to be too hot in there. It's already 110 degrees in there when you get in there. And then you're going to turn on, you know, a butane stove and cook. And then you get all that extra moisture or whatever that builds up in there. So it's just best to have an open flow system when you're living out of a van. And there's no way to have that unless you have bug screens. If you don't have bug screens, you're going to have, you know, and I've talked to people that lived out of their vans and whatnot, and they didn't have bug screens, and they said it was the worst experience they ever had in their life. They had mosquitoes and gnats everywhere in their van. And I'm like, I can't imagine living in a van without having bug screens. I mean, even with your front windows in your van, you should have some kind of Velcro or something to where you can crack your windows a little bit and have some airflow, but you can still keep all the mosquitoes out of your van for the most part. And it takes a little bit of innovation and a little bit of, you know, thinking about things, what works and what doesn't. And, you know, when you can live out of a van and you can save $650 a month, you can find things that work. Whatever's gonna work. And at first you might think, oh, this is gonna work, but it doesn't really work too great. But that's okay, because like I said, you're gonna get to the point where you try this, you try that, it doesn't work, but you find something that does work. And $650 a month to live here, to keep warm, is not really worth it, because I can buy propane or diesel for that price. And honestly, when you break it all down, I'm not here a lot of the time anyways. I'm usually at work, so with that being said, I'm not usually here. It's I pay $650 a month for me to be here half the time while I'm awake. And not only that, but like in order to cook or in order to stay warm, it takes electricity here for me to stay warm. So it's costing the landlord electricity for me to live here, because I'm not gonna lie, I try and just use my bedroom with the electric baseboard heater. Sometimes I use the living room, but anywho, if you're living in a 100 square foot van versus if you're living in a 2-bedroom apartment, there's a huge fucking difference. And I don't use the heat in my kitchen. I don't use the heat in my other bedroom. I just use the heat that's in my living room and in my bedroom. So anywho, if you're living in a van, that's about all that you have to worry about is heating your bedroom and heating your living space. And so, which is, you know, the sleeping space with the kitchen and whatnot, it's so small that, like, okay, I don't even use my living room, really. I really don't. Sometimes I go in and I use my kitchen, or I use my bedroom in my bathroom, but I don't use my living room really, and I don't, you know, I use like half of my kitchen, and I use like half of my bedroom, and I could probably get away with half of the floor space that I have right now. I could probably get away with not even using it. Like, my living room, for example, I never really use it. I'm sitting in here right now and I'm using it, but a lot of the time I don't even use my living room. So if it was just my bedroom and my kitchen and my bathroom, that's all I really need. And so I pay $650 to have 2 bedrooms, but I've never used the other bedroom because I don't need to. So, and with the whole bury the bat situation, you know, I just chose not to, so kind of just blocked it off. You have to know your self-worth, and a lot of times, you know, you get caught up with trying to pay rent, and you get caught up with becoming complacent, and complacency kills. Everybody that I ever talk to, I tell them complacency kills, and they don't understand what that means. And when you become complacent, you are okay with the way that things are going. You become numb to the whole thing. Everything just becomes like it's normal. You know, you wake up every day, you go to work, and I've been telling myself for a long time that I need to start looking for another job. But a lot of times I can't go look for another job because I'm busy working this job. And so what I'm going to have to do is start putting in other applications. And if I get an interview somewhere, I'm just going to have to call off that day. And, you know, if I don't get the day off the next day, you know, but I'm just going to start calling off. I'd rather call off and get a job opportunity somewhere else than to just call off because, you know, I'm lazy and don't want to fucking work. And I can't really tell my job that I need to have the day off because I have a job interview, because first of all, I don't even know when that job interview is going to be. And so, you know, it's really a fucking damned if you do, damned if you don't. For right now, my job is paying the bills. So if I was to have to take a day off for an interview, then I would. I definitely would. But here lately, I've been the only shift lead where I work at. So it's very, very hard because, you know, my general manager's back, and she takes over in the morning, but in the evening, I'm usually the one that takes over. Because there's only one other shift lead, and he works like one fucking day a week. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. You know, if I was to fucking quit, I don't know what they're gonna do. It's the same thing whenever I worked at the gas station and they got rid of me. I'm like, I don't know what you motherfuckers are going to do if you get rid of me. But it's not really up for me to sit here and think about what they're going to do, you know. Because it isn't up to me. It isn't all supposed to fall back on me. So, let's say I finally do quit working for Pizza Hut, and everything kind of falls back on them. That's not going to be my problem. I don't have to really think about that. So, if I was to get another job tomorrow and give them a 2 weeks notice, that's not really for me to really think about how they're going to be in the next couple months. So I can get 30 hours a week anywhere else. I can get 30 to 35 hours a week anywhere else. And, you know, a lot of these places, minimum wage is going to be going up. So, if I tell them $15 an hour, they're gonna be all on board for that, if not more. And $15 an hour is only $1 an hour pay cut. So I'm willing to accept that if I can get 30 to 35 hours a week. Now, there's plenty of places out there, like working at Farm and Home Supply or Big R or whatever, that's willing to give 30 hours a week. And then, you know, let's say you gotta go and work another part-time job, that's fine. You know, if I was to get a part-time job somewhere, and get another part-time job somewhere, that'd be fine. But to work this job, who is promising me full-time hours and they keep giving me part-time hours, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. I'm getting paid $16 an hour and I'm having to deal with not only doing my job, but dealing with doing the manager's job. Pretty much. The only thing I don't have to worry about is ordering shit, pretty much. So, anywho, I'm off work tomorrow. I'll probably end up making another podcast tomorrow. But for right now, I'm going to probably call it quits. I'm going to call it an end. Maybe try and talk to some friends online. And then I'm going to go to sleep. And hopefully I'll wake up with some money in my pocket. Because, you know, I'll have some daily pay. So after I get the rent paid, I'll have some money left over, hopefully. But until then, until tomorrow, it was real, it was fun, but it wasn't real fun. And you motherfuckers better be lucky that I uploaded a episode that I forgot to upload. So, you got a 2-for-1 special tonight. Until the next one, it was real, it was fun. But it wasn't real fun. Deuces.